In every meeting, the minute take has a crucial role to play, and they need to be an active, although perhaps relatively silent participant. For instance, if they're the minute taker, but they're not a member of the team, they're there as the minute taker,
yes,
then they won't be speaking very much. But they must do things like asking questions. Who's carrying out that action? Or what exactly is the decision you've just made? Many meetings get to the end of a discussion and don't actually make a decision, but they think they have.
Mm.
They move on. The minute taker, because they're a little divorced from the discussion, can pick up that they haven't made a decision. And so they can say, well, what is the decision? So they need to be a participant, but relatively silent. If, on the other hand, they are a member of the team in the same way as everyone else, but their role is minute taker, then they fully participate. And all they do at the end of the discussion is they then write down the points that have been covered, the decision, the action. You can easily participate in a meeting and take the minutes. It's not a difficult task at all. So, Lindsay, minutes and meetings in the 21st century have changed. Minutes are a document about which many people have very unrealistic expectations. Here's an interesting phenomenon. The people who are critical of minute takers have never taken minutes themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They
yep.
do not understand the role.
The role, yeah.
So they're the minute-taking bombshells. It's a phenomenon that changes constantly. Some organisations have different needs, but gone are the days of minutes being a story. They're no longer a narrative. They're a business tool, and I mean that whether it's minutes for a voluntary organisation as well, a community association, they're nevertheless a business tool in relation to the business of that organisation. They need to be short, they need to be concise, they need to be useful.
So, from what you're saying, minutes need to be action-oriented.
Yes.
Brief and to the point.
Yes.
Identifying motions and the author or the...
The mover.
The mover of the
if
motion.
If there is motions. Most meetings are not run formally.
Okay. And that the minute taker is probably one of the most crucial roles in any meeting.
Most definitely. They are the manager of the meeting. There should be, for instance, a pre-meeting meeting, always, between the minute taker and the chair.
Right.
Now, that would take place just before the agenda is physically prepared. So the minute taker might prepare the draft agenda with everything in an order in which it came in, but at that pre-meeting meeting, they'd collectively determine the priority order of the items on the agenda. They're a crucial role.